Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to 95.7 The Game. We're talking about the Warriors. They beat the Orlando Magic last night. What was it? 101-93? I don't even know the score. They won by 8. Draymond ejected 4 minutes into the game. Talked a lot about Draymond Green. We'll continue to talk a lot about Draymond Green. Other Warriors stepped up in a big way. But Jay Williams, former Duke star, and the... I'm just watching Curry right now kicking chairs after the win.
And then hugging Trey.
Yeah, it was a very short hug. Very short hug. Anyway, Jay Williams brought something up. I haven't heard it yet. I think it has to do with Steph Curry. But I'm all ears because this is one thing I do feel strongly about. Take a listen.
I'm getting texts from people that I really value their decision, right? High-level people. And what these texts are reading is, well, how about the leadership of Stephen Curry? That's where these conversations are going. And in my brain, right, processing information, Molly.
Do you mean? How about the leadership of Stephen Curry? They're calling Steph out?
Yes.
Oh.
Right? For him not controlling Draymond. So in my brain, the way I process is that it's because I know Steph. I spent time around Steph. We were talking about this during Get Up. We wish we could have a camcorder in Steph's car, right?
Yeah.
All the things that Steph would be saying to his wife and how he's frustrated about, because he's one of the most competitive dudes you'll ever meet.
No doubt.
Draymond Green is diminishing the ultimate legacy of how people are looking at the leadership of Stephen Curry.
All right. Wow. Well, that may be true. That may be true, Jay Williams saying.
Is it fair, though, Stoney? Because you can't control a grown-ass man of this magnitude as demonstrative as Dre.
I don't think so. I mean, nobody's controlled Draymond
Green. Put Steve Kerr in there.
Actually, you know what? There may have been one guy, Tom Izzo. Maybe he was able to
do it. Well, see, what if I told you he wasn't Dre then, though?
Well, I don't know. But I do know that,
Listen,
we can talk about what kind of leader Steph Curry is. Is he a great leader? Is he a so-so leader? Is he less than that? You can't. I put 0.0% of Draymond's behavior on Steph Curry.
Mm.
What's he going to do? What's Steph Curry going to do? Hey, Dre, how many times does Steph have to say, Draymond, we need you? Steph's not going to get physical with him. He's not going to challenge him. That's not who he is. This has nothing to do with Steph Curry in my mind. And if you want to say, well, Steph wanted him here.
That's where I was going.
Did he? I don't know.
I believe whatever he wanted, he would have gotten.
I disagree. I think until I know differently, I believe that Steph Curry told the organization, do I want Draymond here? Yeah, I probably want Draymond here. But if you got a tough decision to make, you go ahead and make a tough decision.
Either way,
I'm a Golden State Warrior.
Wow. I think it's more than that.
Steph Curry felt schnookered again last night. That's the bottom line.
You got to sell me.
That's what I saw. You know, these guys get promised stuff by Draymond Green, and Draymond can't deliver. Like, I am sorry. I put 0.0 blame on Steph Curry's leadership. You can't lead someone like Draymond Green if you're Steph Curry. You just can't. What can he do?
The Niners traded Charles Haley to Dallas because they could control him.
I mean, maybe instead of talking about Steph Curry and whether we got, you know, what kind of leader he is, maybe we should start saying what kind of a guy can't be led by Steph Curry.
Wow.
Why is Draymond the only guy that Steph can't lead, if you want to look at it that way? So, I don't know. I mean, here we are again, and they play Charlotte on Friday.
And he'll be back?
Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Oakland. What's going on, Mike? How you doing?
Hey, everybody. Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah,
good conversation going here.
Thank you.
Several things I see, man. Okay, so this is one issue I see. Steph Curry's getting the blame, but he's not the coach. That's one. Two is, Curry was so frustrated because they know we need this game, and Draymond is what helped Steph tick. Steph struggled all night because he didn't have a man like Draymond who finds him, sets the screen, makes his day easier. Steph Curry had a rough night, and that frustration was, damn it, Draymond, I'm tired of having nights like this because you can't control yourself. That's what that was really all about, man. He needs Draymond. So. We all know that. That's the issue. And Draymond, if you're listening, brother, please, man, stop with the anti-Draymond. Control yourself. Hold on to your cool, Draymond, because we need you to be here because we can't win this without you. You make it easier. You're our captain. You are our man. Please, Draymond, control yourself and set a good example for your kids, man, because this is going to come back on them, and they're going to act like you are, and they're going to be out of control. So stop it now, Draymond. That's my thing.
Thanks,
you guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you too, Mike. I was going to ask Mike, do you think he will cut it out?
I'll ask you that. Why would you think now? If you got suspended?
I don't.
You threw the season out of whack with what you did with Gobert. Stoney, I'm done trying to. That's like me with Wiggins. If anybody's out there thinking there's nothing to see here, this is the first for me. Super chat. Donation $4.99. Just a donation. Nothing to say.
Really? They just love the show. Shout out to
Hector. Where do the proceeds go? What?
Into the Odyssey coffers.
Well, there we go.
Same place where the money for the sweatshirts goes.
Can we send it to Old Ship?
Can we send it to the ship? But you don't really believe that. And
what? I believe what don't I believe?
He won't change.
I don't
think
he will.
What if this were a play-in game? This would be like the 1906 earthquake. Well, you keep getting me on that one. But you know what I mean. Like, come on, man. You got to get it together.
Stop comparing him to Dennis Rodman.
Rodman didn't get kicked out.
Comparing Draymond Green to Dennis Rodman. Draymond Green's been suspended or ejected 21 times.
Second most ever.
Rasheed Wallace.
Dennis Rodman's been was ejected 12 times.
Oh, man.
He's not Rodman.
Yeah.
He's worse.
Can you believe that even Dennis Rodman knew where the line was drawn in a game?
Like, Rodman's issues were less with officials and just more with being badass crazy. You know what I mean? Like, Draymond's got an officials problem. Rodman, in a way, didn't really have an officials problem.
Well, last night he had an officials problem. Earlier against Minnesota, he had a problem with Rudy Gobert. And then against Phoenix, he had a problem with Yusuf Nurkic. And against the Kings, he had a problem with Sabonis. And
man.
Boy, Bitazzi got off the hook last night.
Yeah, Gogo better be real happy he wasn't out there.
Let's go to Bernard. Bernard's in Antioch. Hey, Bernard, how you doing?
Hey, I just want to preface this by saying, man, Draymond is my favorite player. You know, from the time we got him, he was the kind of player like the Warriors had kind of been needing for a long time. You know, teams would come in and basically bully the Warriors around. You know, we all seen it. And, you know, he overstayed his welcome, man. I hate to say it, and I'm not an apologist, You know, I call it like I see it. His jersey is the only jersey, Warrior jersey that I got. You know, I'm almost a 60-year-old man. And just looking at him do the things that he do, and you ever heard that saying? Goo probably heard it. Talking loud, you know, and saying nothing. You know, he talked about, I heard him on his podcast, right? Saying, you know, his kids are at the games and seeing them play, and he's going to cut down on and start, you know, acting better and being more respectful to the refs and so on and so forth. So he's just talking loud and he's saying nothing. And wow. Curry being held accountable for his actions, you know, they was doing the same thing with Durant and Kyrie Irving. You know, that's not fair to either one of them players. You know, they're grown men. And Draymond, he didn't act like that at Michigan State because he wasn't a millionaire there.
Right.
So now he came, yeah. And then Warriors are, the whole organization is accountable for him. And it's, you know, they're going to do whatever they do, but holding Curry accountable for that, it's just sad, you know, for him to, and he's giving away money too. So, you know, he ain't going to listen to nobody, man. So it's just sad to see.
Let me leave you with this one. You can do what you want with your life. But do you think it was right of Draymond to do a podcast right after that? Like, that's what you can do it, but do you think you should?
No, Goo. And another thing, it's simple. He's selfish, man. He's selfish. And to me, if you're supposed to be the leader, that's not a leader. And Bill Walsh said it back in the day, right? People's voices start getting... You know, you start get deafening. And if he's supposed to be the leader of this team, all this and all that, he's talking too much, but his actions are saying something else. Mm-hmm. He's selfish. Yeah. He don't care about the team, and it's just tiring everybody out, man.
I think that's well said.
And maybe I'm different.
He's tiring everybody out. Everybody out.
I got to read this to you go ahead.
Who's my favorite rapper?
Jigga.
No, who's
Bob Dylan.
You talk. Too much.
Run DMC.
You never shut
up. Run DMC. Okay. Yeah. The best ever. Part of the reason why Dre's been kicked out more is because the game is called differently now. Y'all need to put some historical context on it, Steiny and Goo. What would you say? How would you answer that?
In what respect?
Why he's got kicked out more than anybody.
The reason he's been kicked, first of all, I don't get it.
He ain't being kicked out.
What's he saying? He's saying, like, back in the day, he wouldn't have been kicked out. Back in the day, he would have been punched by now.
Well, there's no... Man, I'm a
by an opponent, probably.
No doubt, man.
No, I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, he's never going to catch Rasheed.
There are no...
Well, I shouldn't say that.
There are no Xavier McDaniels. There's no enforcer. What's my guy in Portland? The enforcer.
Mo Lucas.
My mom used to like him.
He's from Pittsburgh.
Do you know him?
Went to Shenley High School.
Shenley.
No, saw him play in high school.
He was a bad dude.
That's a fine.
You know what that is? That's fine. That's what it is. It's fine when they do that. Boy, we got action. In case you're just joining us, we're talking Warriors. They beat the Orlando Magic.
And kept their 10th.
101-93.
Yeah.
Stayed in 10th.
Who was your, outside of Wiggins, who would you give the game ball to? Because I'm giving it to GP2. Steiny, he was playing his ass off. Blocks.
Shouldn't they do that every night?
Well, you know what? Real quick, there could be a dynamic of everybody knew they needed to just take it to another level because they were without two guys.
By the way, guys, so we heard from Tim Legler about how he's viewed Draymond now, doesn't want to even mention the fact, first of all, that, you know, he is what he is to the organization because of his actions. Well, another NBA player that's more recently removed from the game weighed in by the name of Lou Williams.
I like Lou.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
Yeah.
You want to hear what he had to say?
Yeah, I almost want to guess first.
Okay.
I got to believe Lou in his own ways on Team Draymond.
I'm with you, too. And I love Lou, but
Might surprise you. Here's
Lou.
I've been an advocate of.
Oh, no.
My things aren't working.
One sec. Right.
Starting, I can't hear.
Okay. It's not on.
Oh.
We're having a little issue. We'll fix it. In the meantime, let's go to Dale in Cupertino.
I got it. Hold on.
Hold on, Dale. Dale, hold on.
I've been an advocate of Draymond. I've defended.
Mm-hmm.
I've said if my enforcer is going to be an enforcer, I want him to be himself at all times. I'm going to scale that back a little bit because, you know, you're getting to a point in the season where these games are important. And it shows in Steph Curry's reaction. You know, he was emotional about that because it means so much to this organization to continue on. And Draymond is a big part of that. And he got to start carrying himself like that. Obviously, he knows that. But when you're getting kicked out of the game 4 minutes in, this is detrimental to what you're trying to do. Now you're it's being disruptive. So I didn't like that. I didn't like the public display of frustration that it put Steph Curry in a position to show. In a position that it put the Warriors in, even though they got a big win, I didn't like it.
Wow, man.
Lou Williams.
Wow.
Former sixth man of the year 19 times. He's probably got a few of them. I got to believe he's got more than one. That was Lou Williams.
And what if I told you and Evan, I don't think the win superseded Curry being bothered by the emotion that he was overcome with.
Now, the story of the game was Draymond Green getting ejected after 4 minutes and Steph Curry literally in tears.
Wow, man.
And then hitting a dagger and kicking chairs over. That's, to me, was the game last night. Okay, now what does that mean? Well, Draymond got kicked out again. He got ejected. He was in the wrong. And what I saw from Steph Curry was a guy who is just absolutely positively sick of it.
You a man.
And maybe there's some self-loathing there with Steph. I'll allow for that, meaning that he feels like he bears some of the responsibility because he's been such a Draymond advocate. And by God, Draymond's schnookered him again and put himself before the team. That's what I saw with Steph Curry. So I don't necessarily think this is over. I'm not saying there's going to be a blow up or something's going to come to a head, but okay, Draymond Green, the league's either going to look at that again last night and say he made contact with an official, you know, maybe he needs to be suspended a few more games, or he'll be in the lineup Friday. But I don't believe if he's in the lineup Friday, that just, it's okay, we'll move on.
No
and
doubt.
I believe there's always ramifications, even those we can't see.
Can you respond to the best ever? Because I feel like I've done this 20 times a day and it's not sinking in. This is him on the First NorCal Credit Union YouTube chat. No one is talking about the win. Everyone is talking about Dre's ejection and Steph crying or Steph being emotional. But that's what we're talking about, the best ever. He robbed him of that moment
exactly.
In a sense.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then, oh, by the way, I do a podcast to talk about my actions. It's almost like content. Like you're benefiting from... Like, you need to go sit in a corner, take a play off. But yet you go record a podcast. Man, maybe I'm as old as my kids say I am, man.
I guess the other thing I'm wondering is because there were a couple things that hit me. Obviously, making contact with the official. Then the relentlessness in the official's face. Then Curry's reaction. Then Curry's reaction after they won the game. Then Draymond hugging Steph after the game with the night-night. Then Draymond doing a podcast after the game. I mean, there's a lot going on last night. And unfortunately, it's all dominated by Draymond. Let's go to Brian's in Pleasant Hill. Hey, Brian, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Quick question for you. So, I had an opportunity to watch the game last night, and Andrew Wiggins was absolutely dynamic. I mean, we're talking 2022 playoff vibes. I'm just curious what you guys think of what if Andrew Wiggins was to bring the ball up the floor? Like, obviously, he's not going to be the ball handler that Steph is, but just to get him engaged and just get him to see the floor in a different way and just keep him engaged. What do you guys think about that?
I like it, but what would Draymond then do? Or that could happen when Draymond's off the court, but I like that.
Sure.
That's not how it's ran, though. Priest had some points, Donnie. Like, Steph loves getting that ball from Dre, and that's his job.
I mean, Curry said they ran the offense through Wiggins in the fourth quarter last night.
Yeah, he said it.
Right, and my question is,
man, Wiggins was giving it to him.
Okay, and that's fair. Are you really going to be able to do that with Draymond?
Oh, well, that's...
And...
Kuminga.
With Kuminga.
I'm going to say no.
Because
it would be difficult.
Like, part of the reason that Wiggins probably is inconsistent is because Steph's going to get his shots. Okay, then who's the number two guy? Kuminga. You have to get Kuminga shots.
But
you have to.
Do you really?
And then Klay Thompson comes into the game and shoots. I get where Wiggins slips through the cracks.
Well, I'm going to say this to does. That. The way they play, Stani, it's not a batting order.
No, it is.
If Wiggins had that gene of
that's why
that Jordan Poole mechanism,
but that's
he
why
could
Kuminga,
be the number two.
No, he couldn't. See, the problem the Warriors have is Kuminga doesn't really fit their style. He doesn't. When Kuminga gets a lot of what he gets on his own, pass the ball to Kuminga, he makes a move, he hits a mid-range shot, he gets to the bit. There's nothing wrong with that. But Kuminga isn't their prototypical player of the last 10 years. He doesn't get his in the flow of the game. You got to spoon feed him a little right now. Can that change when he's 25? Yeah, I think so. But right now, when the Warriors go to Kuminga, like they're going to Kuminga, and Kuminga's not going to make a bunch of plays for other players right now. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I do believe that there still is a little bit of an inherent problem when you have Wiggins playing with Kuminga
coexisting.
I just don't think they're a great fit together. Doesn't mean you're going to go 0-82, but I'm not crazy about those two guys playing together because, like, Wiggins can bring the ball up the court and initiate the offense. That's fine, but I don't really look at either of those guys as players who make teammates better.
I'll say this to that, and I hear you. If I'm Joe Lacob, and let's just say I was to think about moving Jonathan Kuminga, and I knew for a fact that I could get that Andrew Wiggins, which still, I know it's a roll of the dice, but my goodness, Donnie, if that's why maybe Wiggins can't get off, he don't tell me when to go, E40, my goodness. Maybe, I'm just saying what you would get if you were to come up with a package that included the incredible Jonathan Kuminga.
Real quick, you said you wanted him to go back to Klay Thompson. Okay, so their starting lineup is Curry, Klay, Wiggins, Kuminga, and Draymond. Who's the first option?
Steph.
Second.
Right now, I think that's by committee.
Well, I think when you start those four guys,
Klay,
to me, Wiggins is the fourth option.
Oh, okay.
And it's not an organized pecking order. It's Steph's going to get his, Klay's going to look for his, and Kuminga has to get his. And Wiggins isn't that.
But some games we see him get the first 6 points, and then he just vanishes.
Why does he vanish?
But I don't think it's because, hey, you shooting too much. It's a mechanism.
I was listening to Kalena and Fitz the other day.
I'm telling you.
They said something that I know how this works. Yeah. I know how this works. They hear stuff from the big boys.
Oh, my God.
They hear stuff from coaches, and they hear stuff from the front office, and they hear from the players, and they can pass along a message. And I'll be darned if Kalena Azubuike didn't say, you know, it's one thing to say, let's get Wiggins going, but then you have to actually try to get him going. And sometimes they want to go to Wiggins, but they just don't stick with Wiggins long enough. And so it's hard for him to be, okay. You know what he's saying? He's saying they haven't really tried to get Wiggins going.
Mm.
Why? Because they don't really have any players who can get Wiggins going outside of Steph.
Mm.
And who's more aggressive offensively, Kuminga or Wiggins?
Well, Kuminga.
Exactly. Like, if you
but
start
when they're
the,
going,
where are the yeah. shots going to fall? If you have 100, those four guys, if you have 80 shots, Curry's going to take 20 plus, Klay's going to take high teens, Kuminga's going to take 15, and you know who's left with the nine? It's Wiggins. It's part because of his personality. It's part because of the guys he's playing with. So I kind of just really took what Kalena said there and thought, you know what? There's a little more to this. How do you get Wiggins going? Because it feels to me like what those guys were saying on the broadcast was it's just lip service. Yeah. If you say it, you actually have to try to go out and do it.
Because he was coming downhill last night. He knew what he wanted to do.
And they were missing their primary ball handler in Draymond Green. And they were missing their most aggressive scorer in Jonathan Kuminga.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.